Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Fatima Khan, senior correspondent at the Print. Today we'll be talking about the Pongal politics playing out in Tamil Nadu. On Thursday, BJP President JP Nadda and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi both visited Tamil Nadu just months ahead of the state going for polls. Nadda reached Chennai late on Thursday to participate in statewide program organized by the BJP to celebrate Pongal, even as Rahul Gandhi was wrapping up his visit to the highly popular but controversial Jallikattu festival. With key leaders from the ruling and opposition parties flying in from Delhi to publicly demonstrate their interest in the state, you can imagine just how high voltage the action in the run-up to the crucial polls is going to be. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat, for instance, is already in Chennai on a two-day visit. On Thursday, he offered Pongal prayers at a temple in the state capital. Rahul Gandhi, as you'll know, returned just a day before on Wednesday from his Milan trip. He was gone for a fortnight and spent the New Year in Italy. However, K.S. Alagiri, the Congress Tamil Nadu chief, took pains to state that Gandhi will not be indulging in any political campaigning and that he had only come to Madurai to attend and watch the Jallikattu festival and pay his respect to Tamil culture and heritage. Certainly, though, this isn't quite as simple as it may seem. The Congress party has had a complicated and checkered history with the controversial Jallikattu or bull-taming sport. On Thursday, Gandhi spoke of respecting the sport as a part of the culture of Tamil Nadu. However, the Congress party has for the longest time opposed the Jallikattu sport. We'll have to go back a decade to explore this now. In 2011, when senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh was the Environment Minister in UPA 2, the ministry issued a notification banning the use of bulls as performing animals, in effect putting a stop on the Jallikattu sport. Then, on 7th May 2014, weeks before the BJP came to power, the Supreme Court upheld the ban. The Supreme Court's verdict was welcomed by Ramesh, who called the move an action that will put an end to a barbaric practice. However, it was after the Modi government came to power that the Congress's position on the Jallikattu sport changed drastically. In January 2016, just weeks ahead of the previous Tamil Nadu elections, the Modi government issued a gazette notification removing bulls from the list of animals that are banned from public display and performance. The Supreme Court had, however, stayed the government's order. Subsequently, the Congress party, in its 2016 Tamil Nadu election manifesto, had said it would work towards the revival of Jallikattu festival in the state and also legalize it. Now, this was a major U-turn if you see that the party had banned it just years ago when it was in power in the state. Then in 2017, when pro-Jallikattu protests were at a peak, the Congress's central leadership went a step ahead and publicly supported the practice. Randeep Singh Surjewala, the chief Congress spokesperson, had in 2017 said that the party respects the rich tradition of Jallikattu. It was also in January 2017 that the AIADMK Tamil Nadu government passed an ordinance permitting Jallikattu in the state. Subsequently, however, Congress leader and lawyer Abhishek Manu Singhvi filed a petition in the Supreme Court challenging the ordinance on behalf of the Animal Welfare Board of India and other animal rights activists. However, Singhvi eventually backed off from the petition after Tamil Nadu leaders of the Congress party urged the party high command to not permit him to appear in the case. Singhvi had to yield to the party's wishes and he stepped back from the case. Party leaders I have spoken to in the state have said that Gandhi attending the Jallikattu festival now is a moment of course correction for the party, which has realized just how important a role people's sentiments play, especially in electoral politics. So Gandhi's visit is in many ways the Congress's effort to win voters in the state just months ahead of the elections. That's all from me. Do subscribe to our channel and tune in tomorrow for a new episode of the Print AM. Thank you.